Good Friday morning, horse racing fans. You're listening to Today at San Anita. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone out there. And of course, today is Friday, March 17th, 2023. I am Eddie the Hat, and all of our podcasts, of course, are brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. All right, let's get to the updated rider and trainer standings as they are through today. We have Juan Hernandez with 44 wins from 183 mounts at 24%. Flavian Pratt with 22 winners, 152 mounts, 14%. Frankie De Atori, 19 winners, 108 mounts, 18%. Edwin Maldonado, 16 winners from 125 mounts, 13%. And Hector Barrios and Tiago Pereira, both tied with 15. Barrios has 79 mounts, 19%, and Tiago Pereira, 61 mounts at 25%. All right, the trainers. Phil D'Amato is in front with 22 winners from 123 starters, 18%. Bob Baffert, 21 winners from 79 starters, 27%. Doug O'Neill has 20 winners from 20 winners from 120 starters at 17%. And Steve Knapp, 16 winners, 78 starters, 21%. And George Papapodromo with 13 winners, 121 starters, 11%. And he's tied with Mark Glatt, also 13 winners, 80 starters, 16%. And that is your updated jockey and trainer standings through today. All right. You know, interestingly enough, I was just checking here. That's why I was a little kind of, I don't know, taking my time here giving you this. I was just looking at Flavian Pratt and how he has really started to come out of his shell. Remember earlier in the meeting, he was like riding at 6%, 5%. Now he's at 14%. He's hit his stride. He's not going to catch Hernandez, but nonetheless, you need to keep your eye on Pratt because the way he's riding right now, he's always dangerous with just about anything that he climbs up on. So keep that in mind. Okay, two carryovers today. Racing does resume, 12:30, first post. We have a super high five carryover of $13,746. And also a pick six single ticket jackpot carryover, which begins in the fifth race. And that is $81,877. 10 race card. Not a bad card for a Friday. It's pretty solid, better than average. So let's get right to it and hash things out here. The first race is a C race, 6 furlongs, a maiden claiming event for maidens, 4 and 5 year olds. This is a new condition that the racing office is writing. Instead of 4 year olds and up, they now have a condition of 4 and 5 year olds. So interesting. It's a C race, and we've got some of our favorite proverbial maidens, most notably Lemon Drop Shot here, who is now 0-13, Hulk 0-9, and Honeymoon Sweet is starting to climb up there. He is 0-7 now. So anyway, you know how we feel about maidens. Once they hit 0-7. We start to really are real hesitant to use them, to pick them. College Boy is taking off the blinkers. Agapitos is adding the blinkers and returning as a first-time gelding today. And Tucker's Tribute is also adding the blinkers. That is your first race. The second race, 6 furlongs, a claiming event. It's a C-minus event for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and upward. And this is your free handicapping seminar, of course, which is brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. So let's go ahead and jump in here and get you started. Bella Ranella, 2-1 with Edwin Maldonado. Rain Diva, 4-1 with Abel Sedil. Drizella, 15-1 with Orduna Rojas. Righteously, 5-2 with Flavian Pratt. Sailing Along, 5-1, Louis Contreras. And Flatter with Jules, 6-1 with Barbosa. In the irons, a new apprentice rider, folks. He is 10 pounds. He gets a 10-pound weight break. And that is Barbosa. Not real familiar with him yet. Or her. Could be a her. But we will check it out and get some more information. We'll pass that along to you in future podcasts. All right, let's start with Bella Ranella. Now, we use this horse on top. She's the 2-1 morning line favorite. What's interesting with her is she got good. I mean, she really rattled off three gutty races in a row. Granted, it was back in 2022. She was last seen here at Santa Anita on April 2nd of 2022. She has now won five career races from 28 starts, and four of those wins from 14 starts right here at Santa Anita. Now, folks, problem with her, she's been working good in the morning. She looks like she's, you know, okay. But her recent pair back in 2022 were both voided claims. So that's why we're figuring they gave her a little bit of, they gave her a little bit of time off to kind of take, the aches and pains or the physical issues that she was going through at the time. Didn't seem to affect her form because she, like I said, she had rattled off three in a row. Popular in the claim box. She returns today. The most noteworthy thing here is that she is protected. So the connections, Doug O'Neill Leatherman and O'Neill, the ownership group, they don't want to lose her. So I think she is very, very much alive today. O'Neill is okay with returning horses. He hits a 16% with 180 plus day layoffs. And again, she's been working solidly in the morning. I think she's a strong play here. Bella Ranella, the rail horse here in the second. Rain Diva is a horse that likes Santa Anita. She's 3-7 in her career. And remember, folks, you've got some old crusty mares running in here. Rain Diva is 6, as is Bella Ranella. And this horse is also coming off of a layoff since January of this year. Taking a drop in class for Andrew Harris. Drizella is 15-1 here. This horse had one start this season and, of course, is winless. She had 9 starts last year, and she was winless. And she's 0-7 here at Santa Anita, so she does appear to be up against it for low profile connections. What do you do with Righteously? Now, on paper, you'd look at her and you think, wow, she really fits here. Guess what? Pratt's riding her back for Jeff Mullins. But the cutting back in distance, which is a positive sign, she definitely is the mare to beat here, the daughter of Square Eddie. But you look and she's 0-2 so far in 2023. She's 0-9 last year, and she's 0-9 in her career over the Santa Anita course. Can she be trusted? I don't think so. She's obviously going to be there or thereabouts at the wire, but those Ofer in her running lines are really standing out here and causing me some, not to use her on top. So, but we did pick her in the second hole. We used Sailing Along, 5-1 with Louis Contreras. We used this as our third horse. This horse really came to life at Los Alamitos. In those 1,000-yard races, and is exiting a race that your ringer came back and won. That's always a positive sign. It's a positive endorsement. And this horse was third that evening under the lights. She's had a couple of races, Santa Anita and Del Mar, when she was just totally overmatched in class in the 20s. She comes back here for 10. She could definitely earn a piece. That is Sailing Along. And Flatter with Jules, we tossed this horse 6-1 on the morning line. And this horse is going to have to improve a lot, in all honesty. The interesting horse is the horse drawn outside Tropicana Girl. This horse is shedding 11 pounds, coming off of a nice race, a nice win under the lights at Los Alamitos. She is the horse that really is an interesting horse. We used her as a long shot play in here, and we're going to include her in our pick five tickets as a possible knockout horse. Sergio Morfin is a very capable trainer, as is the Connections, the ownership group of Battleborn Racing. These folks know what they're doing. And this horse was claimed for $5,000 at Golden Gate, and they had instant success with her at Los Alamitos under the lights in a 1,000-yard race, and now we're bringing her back here at Santa Anita. She could definitely pop up and surprise some folks. Okay, so how do we see the second race? We used Bella Ranella on top of Righteously, sailing along as our third horse. And in an exotics, we included Tropicana Girl. Now, if Tropicana Girl, she's 8-1 on the morning line, if she should sneak up to above that come post time, she is definitely worth a play to win in place in the second. And if you can afford her, keep her in the exotics as well. She's a 4-year-old filly by Palace. And that is your free handicapping seminar, brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. The third race is a D race. It's a pass for us, and it's an allowance optional claiming event, a mile event for cowbred or cow-sired 4-year-olds and upward. Good luck with this race, folks. This is an impossible race here, really, to get any value. Talk less, work more. 4-5 on the morning line favorite. This son of summer front is taking off the blinkers and gets Pratt to ride back. Interesting horse, as well as Bottle of Smoke, drawn on the outside at 12-1. But even though we've been kind of casually following him since he arrived here from Golden Gate, he's going to need to take a big step forward here in order to earn a major portion of the third. The fourth race is a claiming event. It's a C race for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and upward, non-winners of three. And folks, our best bet of the day comes in the fourth race. And if you'd like in on that, all you have to do is go to horseracing-selections.com and sign up. California Gigi is adding blinkers. The pick six kicks off with a jackpot carryover of $81,877 here in the fifth. 6 furlongs. It's a maiden claiming event. We gave this a C plus race. Blinkers are going on Famous Star, and Warrior Road is coming back today as a first time gelding. Your free play of the day comes here in the fifth. And we used Luther Pass under Flavian Pratt, 5-1 on the morning line with Tim Yachtim. This horse is coming down from Emerald Downs and has been working very well since his arrival here. And it does appear that Yachtim's got a decent horse here in Luther Pass. Flavian Pratt is going to ride for the local debut here. So in the fifth race, we are going to use the sixth horse, Luther Pass. And that's your free podcast play of the day, brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. Moving on to the sixth, this is 6.5 down the hill. This is the Irish O'Brien for all you Irish folks out there. Well, everybody's Irish today. It's St. Patrick's Day. $100,000 race and interesting race here. We do like a price play here in the sixth race. And again, if you'd like in on that, visit us at horseracing-selections.com. Seventh race, maiden claiming event, 6 furlongs, cowbred or cow-sired maidens, which are 3 years old here. Draw a line through magic account. He will not run. And as far as equipment changes go, the ultimate equipment change on Glass Beach, he will come back today as a first-time gelding. Couple of horses in here making their debuts, which always add interest to a race. Smuggler's Cove is at 20-1. Dan's Till 10 is at 20-1. Our Heart of Gold for Kirsten Mulhall, 12-1. And Lucky Sam, 12-1. And on the outside, another strike, 20-1 on the morning line. Also eligible, We Need Marketing needs to draw in. The eighth race, a mile and an eighth on the turf, an allowance optional claiming event. We gave this a B- race. This is for cowbred or cow-sired, fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up. And this is an interesting race here, folks. Draw a line and scratch Big Mama Sue out of this race. Moving on to the ninth. This is a flat mile on the dirt, an allowance optional claiming event. We gave this a C-plus race for four-year-olds and upward. The million-dollar baby, Bletchley Park, cost $2.6 million for Golden Bear Racing. Bob Baffert coming off of his maiden win on opening day here. He's been off since. We have Phineas in this race. Phineas just always seems to run up and down and earn a check on his best day. Showtime is returning today as a first-time gelding, so keep that in mind. And Mobu, drawn outside here, rounds out the ninth race. The tenth race, a mile on the turf, maiden special weight. This is a B race for maiden fillies, 3 years old. And this is a nice, solid race, folks, to close out the day. Quite honestly, this is a real solid race, one that we're going to get quite involved in. And we have Best Year Ever. 15-1 on the morning line is adding blinkers here. And so, again, this is a good race here, the 10th. Don't miss it. I know sometimes we like to beat traffic and get on the freeway early, but stick around for the 10th because it offers some good value. And again, folks, if you need help with your selections, just to augment what you've already done, visit us at horseracing-selections.com. And we'll get you taken care of. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Friday morning. You've been listening to Today at Santa Anita. Thank you for joining us. I am Eddie the Hat. We'll be talking to you again tomorrow. Have a great day at the track. Cash those tickets, and we'll be talking to you again soon.